This weekend, Shakespeare's Pub in Kalamazoo is hosting a new music festival called Fat Guy Fest. The festival features more than 40 regional and international acts representing all kinds of rock subgenres, everything from punk to indie to metal. I'm on the phone with one of the members who will be playing that festival, Matt Masori of the Grand Rapids Lansing band Cave Needles. Thanks for talking with me here, Matt.
No problem at all. Thank you for having me.
So you call your music psychedelic dream beach pop. That's a lot of things string together. I remember in a previous interview you said that there were many bands in Michigan with a psychedelic feel, but not a lot putting that psychedelic feel with like a dream pop sound.
Yeah, I guess for us, we try to focus on just trying to sound. We don't really classify ourselves as anything. It's kind of like an ongoing joke we have. It's kind of like an allegory for us of putting a genre towards this. But I mean, we definitely we capture a pop sound, and I guess it ties into like that beach pop sound. And the psychedelic term, I guess, comes from basically we just mess around with a lot of pedals and like we just try to make it sound really weird and eerie. And I guess that's where it all kind of ties together, because there is definitely a lot of psychedelic bands that mess around with pedals and stuff and have that good sound. But I think what we capture is we have like that dreamy sound that not a lot of bands kind of tie into both. So I feel like we just kind of do that. And it's a little different from what's going on in Michigan. There's not too many dreamy sounding bands. So therefore we kind of go both routes, just sounding original, try to sound original and different.
Okay, I see what you're saying. You were also in a punk band called Nightlights and an emo band called You Blew It. You know, why this style now?
Well, this is something that I've always been interested in and wanted to do. I grew up listening to Blondie and the Beach Boys and many other classic rock awesome bands. And I just always wanted to have like a distant, weird kind of sound where like my vocals were hidden, and just kind of experiment with just poppy sounds. Like, I've always been in pop sounds. And I don't know, I just feel like that, I don't know, that was kind of my teen angst here. So therefore, I feel just having that project was just kind of what was kind of trending at the time. And it just felt right at the time. But I definitely always wanted to expand with more. And most people that I always played in bands with, that's what they kind of liked. And we just ended up making music like that. But what I have going on now is definitely more free and independent, and it just feels more right because I'm able to just do stuff that I've never done before and mess with sounds that I never really got to mess with before. And everyone that plays in this band kind of understands that. And we're able to capture a lot of sounds that I don't think in even any of the background to anyone else in Cave Needles really get to explore with. So we're really excited on that in terms of the sound that we have now.
Right. More creative freedom.
Yeah.
And you just released your self-titled album in June. What were some of the things that you wanted to accomplish with that?
Honestly, that first release was kind of just winging it. We just really wanted to have it released out. We've been a band for about a year now, so it's still like pretty fresh. And we pretty much just wanted to get a few songs that I guess have like a quick meaning of just dreaming. I guess that's basically what that first full length is. It's kind of not having a place for your dreams and just kind of making a place. I guess that's kind of what we really wanted to accomplish with that record. Just having a few songs that kind of base that background. And I feel like the more we're writing now too, I feel like that we're just open to like whatever really like is on our mind. I mean, I usually do like the writing for that and do the lyrics. So I don't really like have a message for anything, I guess, especially for that first full length. It's more of just like where your heart's at and where your mind's at and just kind of exploring in that direction.
Letting the mood take over.
Exactly.
And you're still playing with You Blew It, right?
Actually, I was the front man. I was originally in that band. We were going to name the band Run Home Jack. Then we ended up going with You Blew It. And I was there for the beginning, which I believe was 2009 or 2008. And I left the band because I was playing in another band at the time that was touring like full time. And I just couldn't really everyone was in school at that time, and we were just a three-piece. So I ended up leaving You Blew It, and they just kept it going for a few years now. And now they finally have reached their spot where they're doing really well, and they're touring nationally and playing with a lot of well-known bands, and they're doing really good for themselves, and I'm happy. But I left Florida roughly about a year and a half ago to move to Michigan, and that's when Cave Needles kind of came about. And again, I really didn't have any meaning for the band except for just playing music and having fun and just creating something that's really dreamy and just different, which is why we, I guess, focus on having catchy songs that kind of tie together with the music, and then the vocals are just kind of hidden with a lot of reverb and delay and time. So you can't really make out what I'm saying for the most part, but I am actually saying lyrics. So, yeah.
Yeah, kind of like a shoegaze sort of deal.
Exactly. I guess that's like the best term to put for what we're going for, is it's a shoegaze. Just kind of like sometimes there's structure and sometimes there's not structure. And yeah, I guess we just really have no limits. I mean, like, I think that's what shoegaze is more for, I guess, dreamy bands that don't really have a structure. They just kind of make ambient sound. And I feel like dream pop is where it ties into having like songs that have like a verse, chorus, and like have some kind of structuring. So I feel like we kind of do both. We kind of have a simple structure and keep that pop sound, but at the same time, kind of like go beyond that and just kind of experiment with our music and sounds. So.
Yeah. And speaking of which, you guys are also going to play at Callum a Shoegazer in October. Are you excited?
Yeah, we're definitely stoked on that. That's probably going to be the first fest that we're attending and also playing that will feel right at home. Like most of the bands should sound pretty similar to us, and that's definitely the shows that we want to play, is something that just we feel comfortable with. And since we've been playing, we've definitely played a diverse amount of shows where every band had a different background. We've played some shows that were pretty on par to what we're doing, but I feel like Callum a Shoegazer is something that definitely is going to make the most sense for us for us to play new songs and just keep it going. We definitely have a lot of stuff for the end of fall and like stuff coming up and just this, the end of this year that we want to accomplish. And it's going to add a lot to our sound and what we do. So playing Callum Shoegazer is definitely going to be a good thing for us. We're definitely stoked.
Yeah. In a previous interview, you said that you really felt that Michigan people here were really receptive to your sound. You know, why do you think that is?
Well, I feel like that a lot of stuff that happens in the Midwest, there's definitely like a whole emo indie background here. There's a lot of bands that come from the Midwest in general, not just Michigan, that have that certain sound. And, really starting this band, I was actually in touch with, a friend of mine that he actually drummed. His name is Chaz. He drummed in the band Home Life. They're kind of like a melodic post-hardcore kind of band. And he always wanted to start a dreamy sounding band, and so did I, and we've been friends for years, and like we just thought it would have been something different, and like we weren't really sure how people were going to perceive our music. And I still think that for the most part it kind of stands out, and for the most part I think that people seem to enjoy it because it's not really something that they're used to, at least around here. A lot of that sound kind of comes in the Northeast or maybe even on the West Coast. It's hard to find or pinpoint any bands in the Midwest that have that kind of dreamy sound. And I think that we're really just trying to have something that's up that alley, and hopefully people out here will be into that the more we progress.
Do you ever feel like when you have the lyrics kind of more of an instrument, that it's easier for people to relate to the music when it's, I guess, more... less of a message and just more kind of pure sound?
Well, that's actually a good question. I definitely think that a lot of people, they like to look at the lyrics and see what what is going on in the song. But I mean, I've talked to a lot of friends, and I guess the way how, to my understanding, how I comprehend songs, it's really cool to kind of, I guess, in your own head, just to kind of make out what they're saying. And I guess that's why the whole reverb thing is cool, because it's kind of like an instrument that just layers onto the music. It's almost like a melody that gets stuck in your head. And, if you can catch what's the singer is saying, I mean, that's definitely cool too. But I guess the lyrics that I write are definitely like really meaningful, but I mean, not necessarily like it's something that needs to be heard. I guess it's more of like just a hidden thing, but I guess it all comes down to if what just flows with the music, and that's why I really enjoy playing this kind of music and where the vocals kind of go, because I just feel like it's just a good layer for the music, and I think a lot of people respect that, at least from what I've heard from a lot of people that seem to like our band. They like that it's kind of hidden, so they can kind of, sometimes they don't even know what I'm saying, so when they find out, it's like, oh, I didn't even know you were saying that. So it's kind of funny, I guess.
And I read an article that said that you really felt kind of at home here in Michigan. And I guess I wondered if Cave Needles, if that name was referencing kind of the Michigan landscape, sort of that icy sort of thing, or is that, you know, where does that name come from?
That's actually another good question as well, because a lot of people try to, I guess, understand our name. And that's, I think that was the irony of coming up with our name, because when we first formed the band, we had a few songs, and we were like, oh, we need to come up with a name. And that was kind of a thing that we just weren't really sure where we wanted to go with that. So Cave Needles has nothing to do with Michigan or anything like that. It's actually from a video game, a Sega Genesis game from the early 90s called Altered Beast. There's a level in the game. It's like the third level. And it's a really fun game. It was the same creators that made Golden Axe. And it's like Cave Needles is it's in a level where it's like an underground theme level. And it's like these ant-like creatures that kind of attack your character. And that's kind of where that name comes from. It's just an ant, I guess, from a video game. So we just thought it was an eerie name because, you know, when you hear that name, you don't really know what to think of it. You don't know if it's from like Michigan, or you don't know if it's heavy sounding or like really dark. But there's really no meaning behind it except that it's just a really fun game, and we just thought it was a cool name, and we just kind of rolled with that, and it worked out, I guess.
Right. Well, it does kind of sound mysterious, you know.
Yeah. I definitely think that's another angle that we're trying to get at, is just try to come across to people that know us or are just getting into us to think that we're just kind of a mysterious band. I mean, I think our music is kind of like that too. I mean, hence the reverb and the vocals, and it kind of just somehow ties together.
And I heard you're thinking of coming out with a new EP?
Yeah, we're currently writing some new songs right now. It's still up in the air with what we're doing, but I'm pretty sure we're going to record in Brooklyn with the drummer of I Am the Avalanche. His name is Brett Romnes, and I think we might actually get another member in our band too. That's what we've been talking about. It's another guy that can help just kind of like make our band sound full. He can sing. He plays in a few bands out here, and he's a really talented guy. So I think we're trying to expand our sound and create more live than just on the record, so we can, when we play live, it sounds more full. So we're definitely looking forward to writing more, and hopefully we'll have something together by the end of this year, if not maybe January of next year. We're trying to get it out as soon as we can, but we're still writing right now. We're trying to just focus on the shows that we do have coming up and writing with a new member, so it should be cool.
Great. Well, I think that's all that I had. Is there anything that you wanted to talk about or something that I didn't cover?
I think that is all. Grand Rapids is awesome, and there's a good community here, and there's a organization called Do It Together Grand Rapids that always helps out bands. So I guess if anyone's listening or ever needs a help with a Grand Rapids show or even Lansing, you know, just feel free to go on that message board, and you know, we'll always do our best to help out touring bands or even bands that are local that are just trying to get their name out there. I mean, that's what it's all really about, is just, you know, playing shows and meeting people and finding a direction to your life and your band and art. And that's a great place for music, is Grand Rapids. So.
Oh, okay. So you're part of DITGR?
Yes. I just help out bands that go through I mean, it's an open organization, and most of the people that kind of work for that, I all know, and they always like host shows or do festivals and stuff, and I'm usually a part of that, and I just want to help out. And so, I mean, I guess essentially I am a part of it, but I mean, I feel like anyone that's in Grand Rapids can be a part of it. It's not necessarily like a cult or anything, so.
So, Do you prefer house shows over venues?
I mean, that's something that, I mean, especially for Cave Needles and most bands that I've done before Cave Needles, we've been familiar with doing house shows because it's more heartfelt and, like, it's just, you know, being constricted in a smaller area and then having everyone, like, packed in a basement. It's just, like, a good feeling. And it just, it feels right. But, I mean, venues are cool, too, because there's always a good sound guy and it ends up sounding really bright and it just sounds good live. And so I guess we're kind of at that, we're at that path right now where basement shows and house shows are really cool and it's just a good formation and a good thing to do and attend to. But also at the same time, going to venues is just as cool. It's probably less awkward playing in house shows or basements because it's just that like home feeling and you know everybody's there for the music, you know, versus going to a venue or a bar show. It might be a little different, but yeah, I think basement shows, house shows will always be cool, and I think we'd always want to play it, you know, no matter what happens to the band or what happens in general. We would just like to, I would love to still be a part of basement and house shows.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for talking with me.
Yeah. Thank you again for having me. It was definitely an honor.
That was Matt Masori of the Michigan band Cave Needles. They'll be playing during Shakespeare's Fat Guy Fest this weekend. For WMUK, I'm Rebecca Thiel.